Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were talking about the fate of those who thought they did enough to get into heaven. Well, think about this as we talk about it today. Have you ever heard of a family that perhaps the father was rich and he had some kids, maybe he had a kid or two that was just very rebellious and against everything and lived a wild life? And the man is wise and he's got one or two kids that are just really obedient kids or good kids, hardworking kids, moral kids. And when this man dies, the money's left to those moral kids, whereas the ones that were immoral and not good don't receive anything. He said, oh, that's hard. Well, wasn't it hard what those kids did to their daddy? And so they're still his children. They may still have a place to live that their father provided, but they don't get to share in the rewards. And how many saved people are going to enter into eternity not able to share in the eternal rewards, just saved, so as by fire, as the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3. Nineveh is finally destroyed once for all, as those who are religious, as Nineveh was, and it was religious, but not biblically saved. And so too, one will find that many religious people will be in hell. People say, well, I'm doing the best I can. Got to measure my good against my bad. My works are great. I'm very benevolent. Well, as long as you believe in God, that's all that matters. No, those things will not do. They simply will not do. Remember Matthew chapter 7? Jesus speaking said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What is that will? Well, he'd have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's his will. 2 Peter 3:9 says that the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Well, these people don't come to repentance. They don't think they really need to admit they're sinners that deserve hell. They're going to go to hell as a result. He said, next verse, these people do just like many do today. And many will say in that day in Matthew 7:22, Lord, Lord, have I not done many wonderful works? Lord, Lord, have I not cast out devils? Have I not done miracles? Have I not done many wonderful works in your name? Have I not prophesied? Have I not done this or that? And then he'll say in verse 23, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Not that I used to know you, but not now. No, he says, I never knew you. You were never saved. And that takes me to another point. After false confidence and faithful cutting, lastly, see here on this verses we're looking at, faithfully completes. Verse 13 says, for now will I break this yoke from off thee and will burst thy bonds in sunder. Now the world may persecute. They may persecute. John 15:18-21, the Lord said, they did it to me, they'll do it to you. 2 Peter 3:12-13, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. and evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The Bible says that's the way it be in the day in which you and I are living today. And they'll do it in God's house, among God's people. Read 2 Peter chapter 2 sometime and just realize that that's talking about religious people and what's going on. The day comes, however, for the saved, when the world cannot afflict us anymore. Just as Nineveh could not afflict anymore, well, the day comes when Antichrist is in the lake of fire and he cannot afflict anymore. Now, right now, you may be in bonds of sin. I find it interesting that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, we read this. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Now, be not deceived, neither fornicators, that is sexual sin of any kind. Not just people say, well, single people commit fornication, married people adultery. Well, there's some truth to that, but fornication is sexual sin of any kind. He says, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Now, these phrases are talking about homosexuality. There would include anything as harlotry and those people that abuse children and things of that nature sexually. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, that's the social drinking partying crowd, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now listen to these next words. After he said all these people don't inherit the kingdom of God, he says, and such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So they are cleansed from it. They are not saved to continue it. They are cleansed from it. He saves us from the guilt of sin, the penalty of sin, and the power of sin. Now, sin won't be out of our lives till we get to heaven, but till then, it doesn't have to have power over us. Now, I know they have some good 12-step programs, all these for alcoholics and things like that, and yet they'll say, you're an alcoholic the rest of your life, even though you may not take a drink the rest of your life. Well, no, he said here, for these who got saved and cleansed by the blood were given the victory. He lets them know, such were some of you, but they're not anymore. Why? Because they've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And they gave their heart and lives in total commitment to him to save their soul. Only Christ can remove the bonds of sin. Only he can remove those addictions. But remember, until you're saved, no matter who you are, you don't have to be addicted to drugs, drink, or cigarettes, or anything else. Adultery, pornography, all those things that people get addicted to. You can still be not addicted to those things and be unsaved. You're still a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Satan is your evil lord. Now, in our text, Israel will be forgiven and delivered by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you can be delivered from the penalty and guilt of sin and can burst those bonds asunder. He can take the yoke of addiction from you. But you must come to God his way in repentance and faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And because of the commitment, the dedication to him, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, and the good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God can use you, not only save you from those things, but use you. Is that great? But it must be his way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. the Apostle Paul was sent everywhere by God, and the Holy Ghost told him to write these words in Acts chapter 20, verse 21. Repentance towards God. Why? Because all sin is against God. And faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. That is, he was God come in the flesh. He was virgin born. He was without sin. And when he died on the cross, he was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He was the seed, the very Son of Almighty God. And he was rose from the dead, literally, bodily, 3 days later. And he ascended on high to prepare a place for us. When he comes back, he will faithfully take you to heaven. And we know by example, 1 John 3, 1 and 2, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are ye the sons of God, and doth not appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh my goodness, won't that be great? And we are all called the sons of God. Wherefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not, you see. I think of what the Lord has done for us. He'll change this vile body. There might be passion like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3, 20 and 21. Now just know this, that whatever your sin or station in life may be, all men need to be saved, whether we ourselves consider them good or bad. All men need to be saved. Ephesians 2, 1 through 5 says, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Oh, is that great? That is a wonderful thing there. We are saved by the almighty grace of God. A saved person, Israel, would never have gone into captivity if they had walked according to God's will and word.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.